Water is money. Hi, I'm Ben Thornycroft. Most of the economy here in Telluride comes from tourism. Visitors come here for the snow and the river. Without the snowpack here, there would be no business in skiing, rafting, fishing, or other water-related activities. So how important is the runoff of the water? When the conditions are perfect, everyone is having a good time. The tourists are out having a blast rafting in the warm sun. The people fishing are just pulling the fish right out of the water. The economy is booming and becoming huge. But can the conditions be good for both fishing and rafting at the same time? The answer is, kind of. The amount of water for rafting is especially key. The time for rafting is when the water is high and fast. You need enough to get you over the rocks, but you don't want to overflow, so the trees block most of the river. The conditions depend on many factors. First, you need a deep snowpack. Then, you want the spring to arrive and melt the snow. You want the heat to melt it at a steady rate. If it's too hot, the water will run through the watershed too quickly and leave little water behind. Usually from late May till July is the best runoff time for rafting. But runoff isn't fit for everyone. Fish like peaceful water. Not too high, not too low either. They don't like muddy, low visibility water. They like warm, not hot water, and when it's not warm, they just lay low and basically shut down. They come out during the bug hatches. Swarms of bugs look like smoke on the water. If your fly looks like whatever bug is hatching, it is close to a guarantee that you're going to catch a fish. But if you're using a different fly during the hatch, you will catch nothing. There's always better fishing after the rafting season, and there are always different rivers in this area to fish. Often the Dolores River offers great fishing, while the San Miguel has nice rapids, perfect for rafting. The rafting and fishing seasons differ, which makes it hard to predict which is going to be better. The river may be big and furious in some spots, and calm and warm in others. The fishing areas could be far from the rafting areas, but you have the option to visit either. A good guide knows where to find the best rafting and fishing. It's their job, and usually their passion as well. Locals will know good conditions and quickly share their knowledge with the community. Better rafting makes worse fishing, but there's always places that they differ.